well, you know, that's really interesting, that kind of going through that exercise and seeing there's not a ton of separation right now. And I think part of the reason is, you know, you look at a team like the Jets, where they've had so many guys essentially, you know, jump ahead and get into the NHL as young players, like Ehlers, like Laine. You know, and then you get guys like Roslovic now who can kind of filter in as well. But he's still technically, you know, within our criteria, was still kind of, you know, considered a prospect, even though, you know, he's played quite a few games at the NHL level. So not a full season. But, yeah, I think, like, you know, for the Jets, one of the things I valued in this was just kind of depth. And I think that we've seen that. The Jets, all their top-end players end up in the NHL right away, and it leaves a little bit less, but there's still quite a bit there. You know, I think the emergence of Mason Appleton this year has been a big story for kind of, you know, I didn't expect to see this level of production and success from him at this level this quickly. I thought he was a very good player before, having seen him, you know, in college, and he's a guy that really impressed me this season. So you have a guy like that can kind of filter in, and, you know, Roslovic obviously at the top, and then the big guy is Christian Vesalainen. And I think, you know, what he's done in the Liga this year in Finland, and what I saw at the World Juniors this year, it's a really smart hockey player. So, you know, so you still got these high-end guys that could help you long-term.